Yeah. Yo, this is the WrestleHolics Podcast. This is Drew.
I'm DC Hendrix.
I'm Kurt.
I might have to do that since we had to start over, man. I was like, I might as well. You know, yeah.
You feel better, though, don't it?
That was a good one.
That was a good one. I mean, this was the start.
My current family, I'm about to say my current family, like, I got two families. But my family hate when I do that right now. I can't help it. It's just like, I'm walking around, yeah.
Probably don't even know why you do it.
I have no idea. Explain it, and they still don't get like, all right.
Like, who?
Yeah.
L.A. Knight.
All right, go have fun doing your L.A. Knight thing. how everything been with y'all?
We good, man. Good. And only a couple weeks till SummerSlam.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for that. It's going to be, I mean, the predictions for the matches, mm-hmm. it's going to be a pretty good SummerSlam. I'm getting kind of excited. For SummerSlam, really.
Well, what match so far are you excited the most about so far?
The match I'm most excited about. Yeah. You already know, man. Jey Uso. I got my thoughts on that, man. It's going to surprise
y'all. Yeah. You know we're going to have to get to that.
It's going to surprise y'all, really.
Hey, this is random, but I was watching, I think it's WWE Biography. I was watching Booker T today. And I had that whole one, like the whole hour I was watching. Only thing I got something out of was when they showed him and his brother, the Harlem Heat.
Oh, yeah, Harlem Heat.
Oh, man, that brought, like, dinner chills watching. I was like, man, I remember being a kid thinking these the coolest dudes on earth. And it was like, yeah, that's what we was trying to do. Like, we show y'all we can actually wrestle. And I'm just looking at some of them, like, man, some of these wrestlers could never right now.
Well, Booker T could. You already know how me and Kurt feel.
He's so underrated. Like, if you watching his mouth, he's so underrated. Yes. Booker T was cold.
Don't get me. I mean, athletic. I want King Booker. That's King my. Booker.
Come on, that was the
best. That's legendary.
King Booker.
King Booker.
Hilarious, bro.
So you already know how we feel, but sometimes it's good to go back and watch, you know, the old days. I went back yesterday, Shawn Michaels' birthday, and I went back and watched a lot of Shawn Michaels' matches, and I still believe that's the GOAT. I don't care what anyone says.
He took over the 90s.
Like, I think so, too. I mean, in the early 2000s, too. Like,
yeah, anytime he fought, like, he...
You know, doing this podcast, I got to give Kurt credit on that, because, like, we were talking about some of the best rivalries? Mm-hmm. Shawn Michaels, Undertaker. I got to watch a couple of those. Man, Kurt, you might be on to something.
Best rivalry.
Them matches was crazy.
Crazy.
And so sometimes it's good to go back and do those.
Yeah. You talking about the WrestleMania matches?
Yeah.
Yeah, even the Hell in a Cell match they had when Kane debuted. Like, it was just...
He just had to bring up Kane, didn't he? He couldn't wait to bring up Kane. Yeah, any chance he can.
Shawn Michaels, man.
People. We mentioned Tennessee. Who knows the mayor of Tennessee? He got a Knoxville. Kane.
Man, people talking about.
Came and mentioned a movie. Remember that movie, See No Evil? Can't say nothing.
He's on it today.
He's trying to kill me. I can't say nothing. For real, that's crazy. That's wild.
What about you, Drew? What about SummerSlam? What you looking forward to?
Let's see if this going to be an ending to the bloodline or not.
Ooh.
Like the storyline. Because if it ends, it'd be like, wow, okay, great ending. Now, if it continues, I'm like, all right, what's next?
Yeah.
Now, here's what, like, all right, I think you guys said a long time ago y'all wanted to end it. But now it's just like, all right, so if it still continues, what y'all got set up next?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I can't wait to talk about that.
I can't either. Yeah, you already know we're going to get into that, but that's the main event. You know, we got to save the best for last. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you got to start with one of the best stories first. We got to start with Dirty Dom.
Dirty Dom. Man, I knew it.
You did. The podcast that we recorded, they get to put out?
Yeah, I was about to come up. I knew that was about to come up. We could have kept that.
I said he needs a title, and that was the perfect title for him.
It really is.
It was the perfect title for him. And he need for his character, because, I mean, his character not getting stale,
mm-hmm.
but it needed something new to it.
It needed a boost.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it needed something new to it. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know. The thing is, I don't know if he going to start defending it in NXT or bring it over to the main roster.
Mm.
Just defend it a little bit. So it's kind of interesting to see where.
I see him defending on both shows. It gave him like a better look at the NXT. Like, all right, now let me go annoy them over here now.
Exactly.
And also, like, all right. Let's say, like, both rosters are deep in that division. I mean, so they probably don't want to put in too many storylines. So it's like, all right, let's give him a storyline, but NXT. Let's make a little crossover go on with him. And then also we won't be seeing him lose all the time as well. Like, all right, put some wins on his belt.
Yeah,
so
he definitely needed a win. Definitely need a win.
Yeah, we're starting.
The American Championship was one of my favorite championships.
For sure.
So he definitely needed a win.
You know, I give. Yes. That's the main thing is he need to be in the ring more. Cause that's the only way he's going to get better. This is one where they knocked it out of the park. Now we will get to someone where they are missing the beat on later, but right now we're going to focus on Dirty Dom, man. Cause this was an absolute knock it out of the park. This is a win-win scenario for both him and the Duty Beat for the title. Wes Lee, who, you know, he's been champ for a while now. I mean, long time. And he's already raised the bar on North American champions.
We had my doubts, but I'm very impressed by Wes Lee. Like,
yeah, he lifted up that title, the prestige of it. And I mean, the problem is he's beaten everyone. So there's no one left for him to really beat on NXT for that belt. I mean, there's nobody left. He's beat all of them. So the one scenario you have to get the belt off of him, you have him lose to Dirty Dom, but it obviously didn't happen straight up. It took Rhea Ripley, Damian Priest, and Finn Balor. So Wes Lee don't look weak, and Dirty Dom, you know, Judgment Day once again continuing to be the best heel faction going on right now.
And Wes Lee, he proved.
Yeah,
to me, like he don't even the point is like he don't even need that championship anymore.
No,
like he's so good in the ring. Mm-hmm. So when he have another match, he be like, "Oh, this is about to be a banger." Because
every
you
time,
don't know what he's gonna do. Okay. So I hope he go to the main roster. I mean, he can stay at NXT, which is cool. But yeah. I really want to see him wrestle more.
That was gonna be my question for one of y'all: like, is a main roster look option, or what, should he stay there?
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of rumors going around right now that some of the people that were on SmackDown, now some of them obviously just make an appearance just to appear because they want to raise the importance of NXT. But there's rumors that some people that appeared are on their way after SummerSlam to the main roster. And Wes Lee is one of those people. He was there with Dragon Lee, who, I mean, if they ain't going to give him a belt, like, you might as well just move him up because everybody knows who he is. He's one of the most known wrestlers in wrestling, period. Everybody knows him. I was surprised they put him in NXT to begin with, to be honest, because everyone already knows who he is. He's one name that you could throw in the main roster and it's not gonna affect anything that he wasn't in NXT first. So just a couple of names that they had. So there's rumors that Wes Lee is one of those people that'll be moved up. But perfect situation for Dirty Dom, man. This is the beginning of, as she calls him, her Latino heat, mommy. Of course,
yes,
I'm ready, man. I'm loving the Judgment Day right now.
Yeah, they simply the best thing.
It's like the thing I've liked the most with them is that, like, the growth of them from the beginning when they had Edge to right now.
Mm-hmm.
I doubted it even when they made the switch with Finn and Edge. I was like, this might not even work. But they just keep on going week after week. They keep on working on what they're doing. So I definitely like to see what continues with that.
They so good. I forgot that Edge was even in Judgment Day.
Ooh.
Like, all four of them, Finn Balor, Rhea, Damian Priest, like, I forgot Edge was in it. I mean, I love Edge, all-time great. Of course. But he didn't do what.
Only thing I would say with that is I forgot how it started with Edge. Let me say that. I don't even remember what was the story. I just remember Finn Balor being on him. And, yeah. Hey, I got the range now.
That was one of the best moments, though, when he thinks Finn Balor is joining. And instead, they like, we got to get rid of the problem.
Right.
Which is you. Edge is like, what? That was a great moment. What a great moment. From then on, I knew the Judgment Day was going to be the real deal. When that moment happened, I do believe there is a new member coming. There's rumors it's JD McDonagh, but we'll see because
I heard something different.
Who you hear?
I mean, I heard it was JD, but I heard they taking a step back from it. I don't know because of they try to build up Dom right now.
Yeah.
And they don't want to take the spotlight from Dom and him winning the championship. But I heard they taking a step back from JD coming. So I don't know how true it is, but it's definitely, I mean.
Yeah.
JD, my guy.
I love JD McDonagh.
Period.
That boy. That's another dude, banger after banger.
Bro.
He's another banger.
Man.
But why are we on the Judgment Day, Drew? We can't go without talking about Rhea. I wanted we got to talk about, you know, obviously the reigns. You know, everybody's talking about the women's belts, Rhea Ripley, Asuka. Who do y'all think has had the better reign so far? I know it's tough to measure it because it's only been, roughly.
I wouldn't say better, but I mean more interesting. It's been Asuka.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea hasn't been just because I mean she defended in with Puerto Rico the last. Like, it's been boring. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, she still deserves the belt.
That mm-hmm. was cool with Zelina.
With Zelina?
It was a good match. Don't get me wrong. Cool. Like, I'm not down in the match. It's just like...
It was the match against Natalya, I'm sure. It was which one?
Jesus.
Faced her a couple times. It was all bad.
I don't know what was going on. I don't know. That last match was cool.
Oh, you didn't like the match with Natalya, Kurt?
No. I mean, it was the last match she had with her. It was better. I don't know. Natalya needs to just... go.
Oh my God.
She needs to go.
You got her started.
I'm so petty.
She needs to go.
Like, oh, man. Like Jesus, bro. I can't say that.
Like the next wrestling event we have here, I'm going to have an Italia shirt on and I'm going to have like X across her whole face.
I'm not saying
about you. You ain't sitting them next. Nah, man, you ain't sitting by her next time.
Energy, she gonna go backstage and tell people about you, and then I gotta act like I know you.
They gonna put them on the video board. You gonna be sitting next to him.
Hey, X, a big red X.
I'm gonna be pointing right at him like I don't know him.
Don't know.
Yeah, she's bored. She gonna go back to the.
No, go back to it. I don't want to say I'm not a big fan of her reign. I just want to see more. Like, all right, it's kind of messed up that was a couple weeks ago that Becky Lynch was like, yeah, you're a main event side piece. I mean, it wasn't like she wasn't lying.
Right, right.
So it's just like, come on, man, can y'all do something more with her?
Yeah.
Survivor Series not going to be here until like two or three months, right?
Yeah, that's November?
She need to be in one of these matches soon.
Like. Yeah. I think what they're doing is a lot of people aren't going to like this, but I think what they're doing with Rhea is a slow build because she's going to be champion longer than Asuka is.
Yeah, well, most definitely.
I think that's what they're doing. I think Rhea's going to be champion for a long time. I think we need to buckle up.
Yeah, but they have to change something because there's no competition. Yeah. So
I think they did, though. I think that's why Sonya and Chelsea Green beat Liv and Raquel.
Like Raquel.
Yeah.
But if they about to fight soon, then what else? You know what I mean?
Else,
like, so they need to start building up more female wrestlers, or they need to they need to start making other wrestlers look strong.
Yeah.
Because if Rhea go up against somebody we don't know who that is, or is they not as strong, it don't look realistic. If they start building people up from NXT, making everybody look strong, they need to make every woman look strong. Just so if they fight Rhea, it won't be like, oh, I ain't watching this.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is going to be a good match. Even if they lose, you're like, oh, this is going to be a good match. So that's going to really affect her title reign.
While I love Liv and Raquel, I think we all can agree they horribly anticipated the draft for SmackDown. Because SmackDown's women division, remember before the draft how bad the women's division was on SmackDown? It was awful. It was terrible. But, like, I think they horribly, like, they overdid it. Mm-hmm. They put too many on SmackDown. Like, look at SmackDown's women's division compared to Raw's. Like, it's not even close. I love Rhea, but, like, okay, who are the top three on Raw? Rhea. Probably Becky Lynch.
Trish Stratus.
And Trish.
Well, some real, shit, like, on like, some real.
Yeah, when that happened.
Like, for real.
Like. Trish, who is 50.
I'm glad they built in Zoe Starks.
Yeah, but she is nowhere. We seen Liv as champ. That didn't work. Raquel ain't been champ yet on the main roster. SmackDown, you got Asuka, Charlotte Flair, Bianca.
I'm not ready for
Bayley, EO. Like, they put.
I mean, she's not on a level, but when Dakota Kai come back. Like,
and all of them except Charlotte were on Raw. And move them all to SmackDown. Yeah. That draft was horrible.
That guy's to keep us watching SmackDown, though.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but SmackDown didn't need it. They already were winning the ratings. Raw is the one who needed the ratings.
Only 2 hours.
Yeah, Raw is the one who needed it. So that's why that draft, man. And then you got Dom on SmackDown now. So it's like that draft was just, in hindsight, Oh, complete waste of time.
Yeah, that's why I think they just start building females up.
Yeah. And
I
don't think they're trying.
I don't think they should wait until after WrestleMania or after big pay-per-view to move females up. Like, yeah. You know, it's a lot of good females in NXT.
There is.
A lot.
There is.
And they making a name for themselves. So they don't even got to move up. Just have Rhea or somebody step up. Like, it could be a one-time thing. Yep. Somebody coming on Raw to fight. Like, it could be anybody that... Tiffany chick.
Yep.
She could just go there Tiffany one Stratton. Time and have a match. Like, it don't even got to be nothing that serious.
I think I'd like to see a Rhea NXT match. I don't know with who, but I'd like to see her in that, like, back in that arena.
Yeah, I like what she's doing with the young girl, Lyra. Valkyria.
Yeah.
She looked like she's like grooming her or something. Like that's I kind of like what's going on there. Yeah. But yeah, it's just
got some dogs.
Yeah. So I mean,
maybe I'll get in.
I know they're trying. I know they're. Yeah, we need to. That's what we need to do, man. We need to. Now that I'm in town, we need to set aside a Tuesday and make this dude Drew watch NXT because it's crazy, bro.
It's good.
I still think SmackDown is the best show. I got to give it to SmackDown because NXT lost too much. After the draft, NXT took a step back, I believe. But NXT is number two. I think it's better than Raw. And so we need to get you.
Raw don't have it. It don't have
We need to get Drew on board, man.
NXT, hey, bro. Thea?
Maybe that's also it. Maybe I'm not interested in this NXT roster like I was like towards the end before Braun. I want to say before Braun won the title. I was really interested in a lot of people, and then after the draft, it was just, I'll be back sooner or later.
They're trying to build the women's division up, though. I mean, they got Chelsea Green, who was brought back, who is, I don't know if you know, but remember Zack Ryder? That's his girl.
His wife.
Yeah, his wife.
Yeah.
So, LA Knight? You can't wait to talk about LA Knight.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I like her.
But what do you think of, natural, yeah. what do y'all think of Chelsea Green and Sonya winning the tag belts? You think that's going to do anything?
I mean, it don't matter, because they don't have tag teams. What's a tag team? Another tag team they can fight.
Katana Chance and Kaden Carter.
Okay. And then they got, but that's two. Like, we need, and then Albert Fire.
Yeah, but
they on SmackDown.
They on SmackDown. They can still, yeah, the draft don't mean nothing.
Use them as a distraction.
Like, okay.
All right, let's get them a long reign. So we can figure out a way to build up other tag teams.
Because
Liv and Raquel, I wasn't a big fan of that.
Never.
It wasn't nothing interesting.
Never.
It wasn't believable.
Like, nah.
With Sonya and Chelsea, it's like we watched them develop like these last few months as a unit.
That's
so
true.
It's just like, all right, let's use them like we used like a team like the Iconics. Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorite ones from the NXT, obviously. Two beautiful women. Iconics.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, my God. Bro, shut up.
I also think they're using the tag team champions to build Chelsea.
Yeah.
I think they want to see her more in the spotlight, more on the mic, more in the wrestling ring, which I want to, too. Like, I'm tired of Sonya Deville.
I wanted to see a belt on her finally. It's like, all right.
Yeah, she deserves it, man. She's been putting in some work. Yeah. She's been putting in work.
Kurt, you just don't like no one in...
Damn, you're like Sonya?
Natalya, so that's good.
I mean, that ain't saying nothing. You hate Natalya.
Yeah. That's damn near the equivalent.
I think because Sonya Deville, I mean, I think they just, because they messed up the whole, I think, I don't know, when she had the beef with Mandy Rose, I think they could have just did more with Sonya back then.
See, I never felt that rivalry because in real life they're like best friends. That's so like, I never bought into that.
That's why I felt, that's why I felt.
Company with each other.
And I also felt like Sonya should have won that rivalry.
Nah, I'm Mandy Rose.
Yeah, because Mandy Rose, you are like,
no. I agree with you.
Because Mandy Rose, you are, she didn't need that. She was going to be Mandy Rose. Look at her. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, at that time, hell no, I wouldn't have Mandy Rose because Mandy Rose wasn't all that nice in the ring at that time when they had that beef. Now, Mandy Rose won the NXT Championship. That was a different one. Yeah, she that one would have whooped Sonya Deville ass.
I mean, I think they're finally... You know, I'm just kicking back and trying to enjoy what they're trying to do. You got to do something different, and I think that's what they're doing here. Just trying something different, trying a new route. And Chelsea Green, you know, they brought her back, so you got to bring some more excitement and add to her, build her up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And Sonya Deville, I think they put them two together as a perfect match so Sonya could get a belt. She's been putting in work for a while, and, you know, she was GM for a minute on SmackDown. So
annoying as hell.
She was.
But I definitely say she deserved. I mean, both of them, they deserved it. They needed a different role. And heck, if they're gonna have them play both shows, that's definitely gonna look perfect good for them.
It's perfect. Nothing but to build them. Mm-hmm. But speaking of SmackDown, this is the moment. This is at least my favorite topic that we had to get to.
At least
I seen. I know y'all seen SmackDown, man. Y'all see it brewing. Y'all see it brewing. Hurt Business making a return, but bigger.
2.0.
Bigger and better than ever.
Hurt Profit.
Hurt Profits? Yeah, nah, that sounds whack. What? That's horrible. Hurt Profits?
Should be the Montez and Experience.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not going to start.
Montez Jimi Hendrix now?
I'm so glad that Bobby Lashley would be the leader.
Yes.
Like
don't even, they don't need MVP.
They don't need MVP.
I don't think so either.
Keep him with Omos.
Yeah, Omos.
They need, I don't know what. I don't know. Look, Bobby Lashley. Yes. I already know what to say about MVP Omos, like, but I'm so glad Bobby Lashley will be the leader.
Yes,
and he's bringing in. Hopefully,
yes.
Hopefully, this is true. Like, hopefully,
oh, it is.
It
bro.
Looks
they,
like it's coming together.
It's got to be.
Hopefully, with Street Profits and Carmelo Hayes.
Let's go. I'm hyped, Carmelo boy.
And Trick,
whoop that Trick.
Man, that's gonna be crazy.
Man, like. I'm trying. You tell me that how much of an improvement that is from MVP Bobby, Shelton Benjamin, and Cedric Alexander.
Man, now, that's big time.
My thing is, if it's gonna happen, WWE, please don't mess this up.
They can't
for us.
They can't
for us fans, black fans, of anything.
No, for sure.
Yeah, for real.
Because this could be huge.
Hey, this is gonna be
huge.
They can take over, like nobody's beating them.
Yeah, oh, I don't
like,
think so.
It's like,
I don't think so.
With nobody's beating them.
Would you use that as a heel or
definitely heel?
You gotta use that as a heel.
Gotta be heel. Gotta be.
Yeah, I'd be out there too. I don't care.
I just want to see how all those characters gel with each other.
Ooh,
like they need a female.
Ooh,
they need a female.
Repeat that curse so everybody. What you?
Bianca, add Bianca in her business. Oh,
I see that happening. I see
they
that
need
happening.
A heel. Oh my God.
I see that happening.
What? Ooh.
I need that shirt.
Yeah, that's.
I need.
Oh man.
That's crazy.
Judgment Day who? I forget all about Judgment Day.
What?
If they pull that off.
Man, if they pull that off,
that's crazy.
Beat up Judgment Day.
Yeah, like.
Lashley got Finn
Balor. Lashley beat up everybody.
Right? Man.
Lashley, y'all know how I feel about Bobby Lashley. So
Montez has to do the same.
Bro. And like you got Judgment Day on Raw, had Hurt Business on SmackDown.
SmackDown, yes. But see, they're going to be on two shows because we got Carmelo Hayes and Trick. They're going to take over
SummerSlam.
I wonder what they doing with this.
Melo lose the belt to Ilya at Great American Bash.
I think he's so cold.
Oh yeah, for sure. He could have been on the main roster.
So cold.
He could have been on the main roster.
Oh my God. Ooh.
But yeah. I told you there's rumors going around, man, that I don't think Tiffany's going because she was on SmackDown too at making an appearance.
Yeah.
But it's too soon for her.
Yeah, too soon.
She not ready. But ooh. Carmelo is obviously ready. Like the crowd like
gotta be Carmelo.
They got to be together
they
for sure.
I feel like Carmelo and Trick have to be together forever.
No,
I feel like
not forever.
They're so good.
Not forever.
They're so good.
Not forever. Because eventually Trick is going to get good enough to where he can last on his own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I don't know.
For sure. And eventually it's going to be.
I don't see him as a.
It all has the. It all has the.
Go with works. Go with. Works.
I just don't see him as a singles competitor. I mean,
really?
Like by himself.
You don't remember the banger he put on with Bron Breakker?
I don't.
That was a good match.
Consistently, I don't. I mean, he definitely got better on the mic.
Oh, for sure.
When he first started.
Oh, for sure.
Now he's like he killing. Like it seems like it's coming natural to him.
Yeah.
So I mean, if he do get improved, like in the ring.
Yeah.
Then okay. Yeah. Cool. But
random fact, you know he was a Philadelphia Eagle.
Oh yeah.
Trick Williams.
Look, I mean, he's best wrestler in the world.
Yeah.
Nah, he still.
Yeah.
He still need help.
I thought that was going to help my case. Kurt is an Eagles fan, if anybody don't know. Yeah, but I'm excited.
That many black people on the roster.
Right.
So somebody got to go.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. This has really got me. Because when I first seen it on Twitter, you know, people were talking about it like a long time ago. Because MVP posted a picture of Carmelo like last year or something, yes. And everybody's like, "Oh, Hurt Business 2.0," and you know, hyping it all up. And you know, WWE watches everything, bro. They be watching social media like crazy. They listen to what the fans want. They read all that stuff. They be on Triple H, be on Twitter. Shawn Michaels be on Twitter. You see him, and they man, they listening because I think we got Hurt Business 2.0
That'd
brewing.
Be so great, man! Like, I love like,
I love the Bianca idea.
I don't have nothing bad to say about that. That
not at all.
That, if they come together, like it's perfect.
Matter of fact,
And it's like it's coming. It's like it's natural. Like it's coming. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Just, I don't know what to say, but yeah. You know, and Street Profits, you know what I mean? Like,
they need to do something.
At first we thought it was going to break up. But I don't. I mean,
now might as well keep together.
They gotta be together. I feel like they're gonna win a couple more tag team championships before anything happened with Montez. As far as him being a singles wrestler, yeah. Countdown. You know what I mean?
So he's too ready.
They gonna need at least a couple more title reigns as heels,
for sure,
before they split up. And you know, Bobby Lashley. I mean, with the new championship, and mm-hmm. I mean, it's coming. And then
I'm just curious on how is it still gonna be like a. Hurt business, or is it going to be something else?
I'm pretty sure it'll be a Hurt Business.
I mean,
could change the name just because MVP's not part of it.
Yeah,
I hope it's not.
I want them to change the name, but I get it if they did.
Yeah.
Well, okay. All right. So let me say this: I probably would want it to still be the same because they might end up coming up with something corny.
Messes it all up.
But if they keep it a Hurt Business, please don't put 2.0 in front of it.
Yeah, because that just sounds stupid. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we just saying it just to be fun, but please don't say Hurt Business 2.0.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when people say that, it's literally just a tweet. Like, it don't really mean that's what they should be called.
They definitely should keep the Hurt Business. And,
So, I mean, we talking about NXT. You know, we talking about people and how they be bringing all these people to NXT, you know, back and forth from all the different shows. So, on the main roster, though, on Raw and SmackDown, right? So, Dom just went and won the North American Championship. If you could pick one superstar on Raw or SmackDown to go to NXT, who would it be?
I don't think y'all gonna like my answer.
Probably not. I usually don't.
I don't think y'all gonna like it.
I never do.
Bray Wyatt. And what? I'm only saying that not in like a wrestling aspect, but I want to see him and to help Joe Gacy. I want to see him help that group in some way. It don't have to be wrestling, but just something. With Schism. Like, I feel like that's my pick. That's what I'm going with, man, because Joe Casey, he could be a top, he could be a top player, bro. Like,
sick of Kurt, man. Kurt be agreeing too much, man.
I feel like Bray Wyatt could help Schism.
We already know I love Joe Gacy, so.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't love? Like, look at him. I mean,
bro, I threw him off live event.
Yeah,
I was like the only one cheering for him.
I think he sent the video.
Yeah.
Who the hell?
I made him laugh, though, because, like, he probably don't get that. Like, there's very few people.
People don't understand.
They don't see what we see. Like, Drew don't see what we see yet. You could tell by his facial expression. He confused what we talking about
now. That's why I said
he don't see Joe Gacy.
That's why I say Bray Wyatt. Not in the wrestling aspect. Just some be involved.
Bray Wyatt.
With Schism.
See, mine's already happened.
Okay,
I wanted Dom to go somewhere else because
it's perfect.
My thing is like the crowd. Yeah, we love it when they boo him. But we don't want to see you every week getting booed or can't get a word out. We just need something to change up. So him going to NXT is like, yeah, they still going to boo him. But now he got a title. Now he can run this little division they got down there. And y'all can hate him even more. And just, now we're going to see how long this reign is. Like, I'm very interested to see how they do with him.
So Bray Wyatt.
For Joe Casey.
That threw me all the way off. So, you know, obviously we're talking about guys. So, like, I started watching NXT. So I asked this question because, like, I started watching NXT, got really into it when Dolph Ziggler went to NXT. I remember he beat Bron Breakker for the title and stuff. Like, that kind of stuff is cool to me because I think it builds up, you know, I thought it built up Dolph Ziggler a little bit. I thought it made him a little bit more important. And not only does it do that, it makes Bron Breakker look stronger, you know, because Breakker was young. He was, you know, trying to get his feet wet. You know, he was just Rick Steiner's son. Yeah, you know, that's all he was known about.
Only had it for a little bit. It didn't hurt him at all.
But it didn't at all. If anything, yeah. And I thought that's what got me back watching NXT. Was watching that. But, you know, when I look at both rosters, I love Dom. I think we all agreed that Dominic going down to NXT would be perfect. But I got a female.
Damn, you got me over thinking about females.
Yeah. I think they're missing. I think they could really do something with Doudrop. I'm going to pick one female. I think Doudrop, if they build her Piper. Piper Niven. My bad.
They changed it back.
Oh, it's just Piper now?
It's Piper. Yeah, they changed it back.
Okay.
See, that's the thing. I didn't even know they was changing her name.
Yeah, see, you can tell that they want to do something with her. They just don't know what they want to do exactly.
She was good at NXT UK.
Yeah, but I think they need to do everything.
I'm so surprised and impressed with that answer.
I like her too?
Yes.
Let's go.
I like Piper.
See, with the dudes though, like I feel like most of them had good careers in NXT. Like I really can't think of anyone that
there's a lot. Like I was looking at the roster yesterday.
Yeah, they all had a solid NXT. And another person, not really that needs to go to NXT. Like I thought about her for a minute, but she's too old. Like there's not really an age thing, but like I really think that Piper would really benefit from going back, and because it got me excited because she went back for a match. Her and I think it was it Nikki Cross, was that her name? When they were a tag team. Awful. Absolutely awful. You could tell. You can always tell when they don't know what to do with people. They just throw them together as a tag team. That was one of the moments. They like both of them, so they didn't know what to do. But Piper, man, if they sent her back, first of all, I mean, she's a heel. She's got to be a heel.
Has to be.
Mm-hmm. But I think they could really build her. If they send her back down to NXT, dominate NXT for a while. Just dominate it. Get some good feuds under her belt because they desperately need some help in the women's division on the main roster.
They need a
reset button.
Yeah, they need
some. I really like Piper, man. I think they could send her back.
And you could, and she knows she can wrestle because she always had great matches with Bianca.
Yeah.
Like, those matches with Bianca were crazy.
Fire.
Every time they fought, like it didn't get more. Like I remember, I was telling somebody, I can watch them wrestle all day.
Yep,
because they were just so good.
I just think how they set her up, it kind of threw me off. So I wasn't interested or invested with her.
And when they changed her name,
it's like
Doudrop.
That Doudrop name really messed me up because
that was her theme song.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I never got it. It's just like, what is a Doudrop anyway? That's the only thing that character did for me. Like, what is it? Not her. The neck.
Yeah, but she's my answer, man. I really, you know, I was looking at the men, and they tried with Apollo Crews, that was a disaster. That failed miserably. Like, I know they thought they was doing something.
That failed.
I didn't get it.
I like Apollo Crews, but he's just boring, and that just showed how boring he is. And it sucks because I like Apollo.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like they kept the same character with him. It's like I thought they would have changed up a little bit. Even with Corbin, it's like, all right, you give him a little bit more heel, him being an asshole or whatever, going into NXT. Well, it was back at Raw or whatever. It was like, all right, man, let's get his confidence back up type of thing. Let's give him some brass.
It wasn't no story. It wasn't no story with Apollo Crews. Like, he just went back.
Yeah.
You know, Baron Corbin, you trying to reinvent himself, and you know what I mean? But yeah, Apollo Crews, they should have counted him as the Nigerian.
The only male superstar I think that could benefit from going down to NXT is Karrion Kross. He's the only one I think that would benefit from going down to try to kind of refresh him too. I mean, he was down there too, so like he had his chance. But like, I think if I was to choose a male superstar to go down, it would be him because these feuds that keep putting him in, like his one now with AJ Styles and them, it ain't hitting. But it's weird though because like I kind of like his character.
What is it about?
I don't know. I've been trying to figure it out.
Something don't like because I like his character.
I do too.
He's good in the ring,
and I like Scarlett. I like watching her.
He's good on the mic. What is it about?
I don't know. It's got to be in the ring. It's got to be his in the ring.
Decent.
I think he's just okay. Like, watch a match tonight.
Pretty decent.
He's okay.
He's pretty decent.
But he's got this, like, awesome character.
And then
he gets in the ring and he's like,
Like, when we went to the live event, I was just right there, like, I mean.
Yeah.
Like, Kurt, you want to be?
We were just looking at Scarlett.
Yeah. Facts.
Like,
I don't know how.
Somebody said that he needs to get rid of her to get the attention off of her. That way it's just him.
That's not a bad idea. Because, I mean, just like you said, y'all paying attention to Scarlett. Everybody paying attention to Scarlett.
Maybe it'd be interesting to see how he gets rid of her and then go from there.
I would try that. Send him down to NXT. Just kind of retool his character. Don't change too much. Like, don't revamp it.
Because I like it.
I like his character. It's different. Talks. It's unique. Nobody else really has that.
I like character.
I guess it's kind of like Raven. Kind of.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of like Raven along those lines.
Maybe you're right.
But Raven's so old. Don't nobody know. Yeah.
Real wrestling.
Old people like us know Raven, but like.
Yeah, I was about to say, all of us WCW guys.
Yeah.
I was WCW.
Okay, yeah. So we definitely just knew the guy, Raven, just to be in the corner sitting down, staring off in the distance.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Desiree. Maybe he needs to do something different in ring. Cause it's something I can't put my hands on. Like, yeah. I like his character. His promos are pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
And his rivalry, the people he go up against are pretty good. So it's just something he gotta.
They like start these rivalries and they like face each other once.
And then it's over. Yeah.
Or beat up each other a couple times and then he's in a new rivalry. He goes and chokes someone else out or puts a card on their head.
Rivalry with someone who's kind of like their popularity is just a little bit up. Like, I'm not saying that with AJ. It's just more like AJ.
AJ just came back from an injury, so AJ got to build himself up too.
Right? Because they tried with Rey Mysterio, and that didn't work either.
But Rey Mysterio, I mean, he gotta go up against some. I don't know.
He had to go with someone that's building up and that has you can have a good match with them.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, Karrion Kross. I don't know what it is.
Have we already seen him in a LA Knight match? I would have LA Knight win that match, but I built that shit up.
Yeah, that was good. I feel like WWE don't know if they want to make LA Knight a good guy or a bad guy.
They get on my nerves with LA Knight. I'm not even going to lie to you. Not even going to lie, bro.
I don't know what it is.
I know exactly what they're doing, and it's pissing me off even more. Because I love Santos Escobar. I do. Y'all know the moment he got called up. But it's like...
They have LWO versus LWO. They try to build LWO.
They're trying to build up Santos. He's going to beat Rey Mysterio. They're going to do the whole respect thing. It's to all build him up. That's all it is. I don't think so either.
Santos was good. They good for right now. Like, you didn't need to.
They were getting impatient because I tell you why. Remember when they were teasing Money in the Bank, right? They clearly were testing to see how the crowd was reacting to each superstar, right? Because I don't think they fully knew who was going to win Money in the Bank until like the day before. Mm-hmm. I bet you that LA Knight was the one that they had for most of the time, or Damian Priest was. I believe it was one of those two that they had decided was going to win. But all of a sudden, who do you remember doing most of the promos for the Money in the Bank match? Santos and LA Knight. Yeah. Damian Priest never said barely a word, and he hardly got in the match.
Yeah.
But Santos and LA Knight did all the talking. Especially Santos.
I like Santos, but I mean
they're trying to build Santos. Like, they're trying, and they're doing it once again. Santos is going to take the belt from Austin Theory. That's what all this is all about. Santos is going to be the one to take the belt, which I'm cool with that. But bro,
how
long do we have to wait?
That's cool.
So what is he supposed to do?
So y'all gonna keep him as a bad guy? Ain't gonna go Santos or what? LWO gonna be a heel now? Like, what's going on?
They gonna end up putting him in another dumb feud like they did with Bray Wyatt. Watch.
I hope not. I don't need another.
What else he gonna do?
He gotta go somebody big. Like, if he
he can't.
But there's nobody bigger than him.
You can't make him a bad guy.
I thought he was gonna go against Austin Theory. Then that Santos, he didn't need it right now. It wasn't like a desperation. Like, okay, Santos, like, he didn't need.
No, they said there's so many desperation.
Yeah, because even if Santos win, now we got the Hurt Business coming back. Judgment Day, it's the Bloodline. Like, LWO always gonna be number four. You know, they always gonna be in last place. As far as groups.
I had to cover the mic real quick. I was about to laugh. You're right.
It's true. They always going to be last. So it's like you didn't need it right now. You should have just waited until Judgment Day blew up or Bloodline's over or something to make LWO bigger. But I don't know.
Boy.
Yeah, they're going to have to figure it out. I mean, I'm beyond pissed off. They missed it again, man. This is they fucked up with Drew McIntyre back at Clash at the Castle. Man, they fucked up with Cody Rhodes. I think they fucked up again with LA Knight, bro. They fucking up. It's easy to commend when they do good, but man, when you really miss like this, there's no reason why LA Knight shouldn't have won this invitational.
No way. Like,
I love Santos, but
right now, like,
it don't make
Knight, like, you hear that pop every time he, like, it's crazy. I don't know.
But
say,
while
say you don't want LA Knight by not saying you don't want LA Knight.
I don't know. I don't know, because they can't, like, they can't wait till Royal Rumble. That's too far away. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Man. But one thing we do know is the bloodline is it coming to an end? SummerSlam? Is that where it ends?
Okay,
I'm going to say no. It's not coming to the end. Because at first I said it was over, Jay winning, but now they put a stipulation, a tribal. What's some kind of match, a tribal something, and I don't see Jay winning. I don't see Jay winning that.
I'm trying to figure out what it's called again, because
what it's called, Dedrick? It's called a tribal something. It was like a stipulation to the match.
All right, now I got to look back.
It's like a street fight.
Tribal combat? Is that what he said?
So, once they put that on there, I was like, I don't see Jay winning.
So, let me read this. This means
tribal combat.
This means superstars can use any weapon of their choice. The outside interference doesn't amount to a disqualification and victory.
Now I don't see Jay winning.
No, he wasn't going to win anyway.
I thought he was going to win. If it was like a solid one-on-one match. But now it's going to be just too messy.
Here comes Jay. Solo and Paul.
I don't see. I mean, Jimmy going to come back, of course, and interfere.
What if Jimmy comes back and screws Jay?
I'd be so confused. I'd be like that. I think that mess up the whole thing.
I'd be like, yo, hurt 2.0. Let's get this started now.
Yeah, let's get it. I'll be done with the bloodline, huh?
Get them tuxes on.
I don't see Jay winning the tribal combat. Like, I don't see the first ever tribal combat. I don't see Jay.
Roman wins.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be in a way where him and Solo butt heads.
And they've been butting heads recently.
Yeah.
Last month or so.
I've been trying to tell y'all. I know we didn't. I'm trying to tell y'all, man. That's how it's going to go. Solo going to be the one. I've been trying to tell you, Kurt. I know Jay your boy.
Yeah, but I don't see his ending at SummerSlam because they're trying to come back.
It's going to keep going because Roman's going to win, but he's going to piss Solo off.
Yeah, I mean, I see rumors. Roman's going to have the title until WrestleMania.
He is.
And they're going to have him and Cody.
But they can't keep this feud going that long.
That's what I'm saying. So it got to be.
Bloodline got to end. It can't go on that long.
It can't go that long.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
The only way it can go that long is if people start coming back.
Like who?
Like the family members. Like if people start like.
No.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way it works. Rikishi. Yeah.
I don't see Rikishi.
Yeah. I mean.
She cannot even walk to that ring.
But to WrestleMania, though, like, I don't think.
Yeah, and Umaga's son is wrestling now. I don't know if y'all seen that. He looked good, too. I mean,
he too late for the story, bro. We're not bringing no lost cousins.
Nah, he could. Hey.
Right.
No, man.
Hey.
He does, but I think it's just too much. I think it ends. If it don't end SummerSlam, it's ending very soon.
When, though? Like, it's got to be a big pay-per-view.
I don't know. It
can't just be on a random Friday night on SmackDown.
But I don't know. I have no. I'm like that tribal combat just confused me.
I see WrestleMania. I see WrestleMania now.
I think it's gonna go there.
Man. He's passed all the people.
That is a long time.
That's a long time.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't think I'd be invested this long. I guess so.
I mean, something crazy got to happen for us to keep on being invested.
The Rock. Royal Rumble.
I mean, they keep on.
So we bring that back? The Rock? Royal Rumble?
No, we keep saying this for a while, though. Like, no, we keep saying that for a while, though, with, like, when it's going to end.
Yeah.
And then when it keeps on going, we're like, hey, man, this part of the story is kind of nice now.
Yeah.
So it's just like, all right, let WWE do their thing. We'll be pissed off with them sooner or later. No,
fuck WWE, because they getting on my nerves recently. LA Knight. No, I don't want to sit back and watch and wait. He needs something now.
He's a champion now.
No, I mean, I feel the same way about Montez, but it's just not going to happen right.
What do you feel like? I don't understand. That's all I'm about. I don't know what you feel like.
I don't know. Like, what is he doing right now?
He should be a tag team champion? Or
when's the last time Other than looking at Bobby Lashley, like, what has he done?
Out, I'm surprised you didn't say Montez going back to NXT.
Right. No, I mean he could benefit. What? He could really benefit.
As a singles competitor.
No, he don't need to go. He can do it. He can do that Raw and SmackDown.
Oh, yeah?
Kurt, by himself?
They do got this new backyard wrestling I seen on YouTube that he could be.
He could be pretty good in that.
Yeah, I think he'd be.
Bruh. I remember
get the 50 episodes.
Like,
oh, man, I'm talking shit.
No, but for real, though, I think, yeah. I mean, this, if anything, this is just, Roman's going to win. Like,
yeah, I think
Roman wins this.
I think I'm starting to agree with you, Dedrick.
Yeah, but yeah, it's solo, man.
It's just confusing. I don't know. Cause I don't think they're going to have Roman lose in a, like, with interference. I don't know. I thought it was going to be the straight one-on-one match and Jay going to win, but I don't see Roman losing in a match where you can have weapons and interfering. Like, I don't know. I just don't see it ending like that. I don't. So, like, I'm leaning towards solo now. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm thinking Dedrick's right about this.
All right.
We're going to see. Well, Drew, so you think Roman wins too?
Yeah, and that's the thing that sucked. I mean, it don't suck. It's just, I think this should have happened a while ago, this match.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we kind of already had this already.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it started it.
Yeah, but this, that wasn't main
event. It's got to end with
that,
it, right?
Main event Jey Uso. This is main event Jey Uso.
It's a different
this
Uso.
This is a different Uso. So, I'm hoping, like, Solo interferes, Paul Heyman interferes, Jimmy come back.
Yeah, but I'm...
Jay win. But, I mean...
Jay not being around is making me nervous.
Who?
Jay. Or Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
He better not. Like,
it's making me nervous.
I'm not watching wrestling. Because I was just like,
where's he been, though?
He been hurt, remember?
Like, really hurt or WWE hurt?
WWE hurt. WWE. I mean,
he
he gonna come back and screw Jay? What?
Where he been? Like, bro been plotting.
Maybe it's to help Jay. I mean, these promos that Jay been cutting been crazy. So maybe it's to help Jay.
Maybe having second thoughts.
Man, if this happens, I'm never watching it again. It's so stupid. If Jimmy interferes and helps Roman, why?
Hey, hey,
I'm laughing. I'm not.
Maybe he don't necessarily help Roman. Maybe he just screws Jay. Maybe his jealousy is just too much. He don't want Jay to win the belt. Hmm. Remember, he didn't want him to become the tribal chief. Remember, Roman busted him out.
So it'll start a rivalry between those two.
Yeah.
Man, it'd be wasting our... No,
definitely.
No.
Like, I don't break them up. Break up. Like, they got to be one of the few teams that...
Why can't they break up?
They don't need to break up. Like,
why not?
But you don't need a break up to have...
So it's going
to
be a tag team forever?
No, but you don't got to break up to have Jay...
Why not?
...have a title. I mean...
They're already the best tag team in history. What else they need to prove?
Yeah. Tag team of all time, yeah.
I mean, they still don't need to break up.
I don't see
Jay. What does winning another tag team belt do for them? They done already broke the record.
A lot.
Nothing.
They do a lot because there is like they wouldn't win the tag team champions if it wasn't for Roman. They wouldn't have been as the champions as long if it wasn't for Roman. So if they win after Roman,
don't nobody give a damn about that. They was champs too long and was too good. Nobody even gives a damn Roman was part of
that. They can go to NXT, win those champions too.
Oh my!
Everyone go to AEW too, win those champions.
This.
Okay, man, I'm about to who's losing it now. Man, before we go, man, fellas, y'all got anything else to say? Any more comments?
They could actually go to TNA and win those.
TNA Impact.
It's not impacting nothing.
It's nothing. Well, man, definitely appreciate y'all listening to the Wrestleholics. I might as well make this announcement on there because, I mean, I made the announcement last episode, but that obviously didn't get released. So, give a shout-out to MVP Lane, one of our new sponsors.
Shout-out.
Appreciate them. Shout-out to the Kite Lounge.
Need to go over there and bowl. That'd be fun. I ain't been bowling in a minute.
That's part of it, too. Yeah, boys got to start bowling more.
Yeah, we definitely, yeah.
Hey, I'm down.
But definitely give out more details with that coming soon.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give out all our social medias. Hopefully y'all have them or y'all going to see it on the page. Also, I got to update the Instagram page and all that other stuff. We do got a thread now. I forgot to tell Dedrick that. So definitely tap in with that.
Let's go. Yeah, you definitely forgot to tell me that.
Kurt, Kurt, he doing a couple of things out here, man. His demo's coming out. Impact of the Kurt. So definitely go cop that.
You a rapper?
I want to be. I told him that earlier. He started laughing.
The oldest rookie rapper I ever heard of in my life.
That was messed up. Like,
he started laughing. I told him I just want to rap. I just want to do like a song. I just want to have a song. Like a real ratchet song.
You want to do an intro song for somebody in WWE?
I just want to do a ratchet song. Like, I mean, that's what's it, right? I just want to do one ratchet summer song, man. A summer anthem to turn up.
Well, it's the end of the podcast, so let's hear it. It's the end of the podcast.
I don't have nothing. I'm just saying that's my thought. That's what I want to do. He just laughed. What friend are you?
I laughed by accident, though. It was just
he didn't say that for real. Anything.
And then when I thought about it, I was like, damn, that was really rude.
Drew, do that laugh. Do that laugh.
That could have been a real drink. What you said?
Do that laugh again.
I was like, dang.
You hear my feelings with that one. I was like,
I ain't really thought about it. I was like, damn, I shouldn't laugh. That could have been a real dream.
I do want to.
Just shut down his dream. Like, he getting emotional.
Yeah, because I do want to have a song.
But
do somebody's intro music, entrance music.
Mm-mm. No. He want ratchet.
I want ratchet.
Hey. Ratchet superstar.
Love ratchet.
Could be that gimmick.
It could be.
Well, man, definitely appreciate y'all listening to the WrestleHolics. And we'll get back with y'all.